Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, just missed that one there at number 12.
Well, I wasn't surprised, man. I didn't feel good. I knew it was going to be close, but people were wondering, too, can they move up? And I saw the committee came out and said, look, they're not playing in their championship game in the ACC. They can't move up. So, and Bama, they're not in theirs. But, again, you should have known those SEC teams are going to beat each other up. Somebody's going to have three losses and get in, and they decided it was going to be Alabama. So even after that 24-3 loss, and Oklahoma beat the crap out of them, man. That was a bad one. But said, hey, they had some quality wins. And what else did they say? Oh, the Canes lost two of their last three, so they weren't playing great. You know, all they had to do. They looked at winning records, teams that you played, how good of wins did you have? Did you beat some top teams? And all those things came in. So four SEC teams will be in, four Big Ten teams. You should not be surprised when this thing was put together. There's going to be a heavy dose of those two conferences for them to agree on this new 12-team playoff. If you didn't know that the SEC and Big Ten got all the juice and all the power, nothing against anybody else, but there's eight of the 12 teams right there, including the Bama one that some people aren't going to be happy about with their three losses, including their last loss, as I said, against Oklahoma and how bad that was. And they tried. Listen, the Canes had the commissioner out there, the AD sending stuff out. Mario hit it pretty good yesterday as well. And they're going, hey, we're 10-2, period. We got two losses. Come on. And they're at the very end of the game. So they're going to come up short. Now we find out, because I don't think anything's going to change. I don't think they're going to go. The committee's not going to get together and go, well, you know, the more I think about it, maybe. It sounds like, Woody, it's a slam dunk that they're not going to be. All of a sudden, nothing's going to change with the Clemson-SMU game that I don't know what the hell's going to happen. Probably going to be a good game, SMU and Clemson.
It'll be tough to watch at this point.
Yes,
man.
It will. It will. Honestly, by the way, it will be tough to watch.
I might have
right.
to find something else to do on Saturday night. But look, man, we knew going into these last few games here what the situation was. If you lost two of them, you were screwed. You weren't going to get into that ACC right. championship game. Do the Canes deserve to be in? I don't know. It's tough. It's a tough call, right? Alabama played clearly a tougher schedule. They do have some bad losses, Alabama.
Yeah.
But so does Miami.
Well,
and then you went into that Syracuse game knowing that was they even basically acknowledged that this is a playoff game. We got to win.
By the way, they did know that, and now the fallback is to go, hey, we only lost two games and stuff. But I don't think, look at man, I'm still hurting from that Syracuse game. So when somebody goes, we got screwed, I go, I don't know if you got screwed. I get the two loss point, and that college football might be a little bit closer. A lot of these teams are a lot closer to each other now with all the new rules and regulations of the transfer portal and everything else that we're seeing right now, and who's got money and who doesn't have money to get players to come in. But you knew you had to win that game, and you were up 21-0. I mean, God, that every time I think of it, man, it just makes you sick to your stomach. So we have that going on. We do have National Signing Day today, and it's lost a little bit. I know the top recruits will still be talked about, and I don't know how many guys flipped last night. I saw a couple of UM guys flipped in the last couple of days. One's going to Oregon, and one's going to Florida from two of their top recruits, and I don't know what Mario will be able to get. I'm guessing Mario probably was grinding hard last night. And then you know what happens if they don't go, because this is a new college football world too, folks, and that is, so whatever bowl game you'll be going to, how many of your players are going to play in it? First of all, the guys are going to get drafted or going, I want to get hurt. Does Cam Ward play? Does he go, hey, I want to go ahead and play? Does Restrepo? I don't know all those. I don't
would
know
you,
what
you, if you were the coaching staff, even let Cam Ward play? That would be the better question. God forbid something happened to him.
Well,
that would be disastrous.
So to me, it's going to become, the bowl game is going to become, get yourself ready for next year and start getting a look at some other guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, why would you even?
So if you,
I know you
want to
win
guys,
a bowl game. It's been a minute since they won one, but.
Like Jalen Rivers, like Jalen. You've had a lot of injuries. You played a lot. You came back. Your stock is, I think he's really good. Whether it was a holding call or not the other day. But I think that guy's, I don't know how high he's going to go. I think he'd look good in a Dolphins uniform, I think. But, you know, again. So some of those kind of guys, why would a lot? And by the way, he's getting ready for a Senior Bowl. So why are you playing in it? Your tight end is Elijah Arroyo. Is not. Why would he play? He's had a ton of injuries. You stayed healthy all year. You should be working out for that Senior Bowl and the Combine. Then I'm not telling guys what to do, and I'm not their parents, and I'm not making the final decision, and none of them have called me. But it is time. These last two recruiting classes would kind of be my priority, along with guys that are coming back. That'd be the priority. And if you know you're losing guys and Ari made up their mind, I want to know before the bowl game. If I got to go with 40 or 50 guys to a bowl game, and, you know, you're going to go, because you're going to use it as like an early start on spring football to give some guys a look, and whoever the backup quarterback, maybe you split a game with your quarterbacks and take a look at it. But by the way,
it's not a crap bowl. Like, they're probably going to end up in the Gator Bowl, I guess, is where playing SEC team.
I didn't say they're crap bowls. I just, everything is a crap bowl now,
yeah,
outside of
say,
the,
though, it's like,
of the 12-team playoffs.
You have so many players opting out of these games, and some of them are really bad, man. Some of these ones in like mid-December are just really, really rough.
So I am prepared for the news to start coming out of guys hitting the transfer portal, guys turning pro. By the way, UM is notorious for guys turning pro that don't even get drafted. They should have come back, right? Guys end up being a seventh round or not getting drafted at all. They should have been on the team. And they go, now we're turning pro. We're getting good reviews. Well, they weren't that good. And so you're going to have a lot of different situations. And then, you know, National Signing Day. And how many guys can Mario keep from these? He just had two great recruiting classes. We'll see what happens on this one today. Doesn't look like it's going to be rank-wise as good. But the last two have been two of the best. You'd like to save a lot of those guys. You would like to think, you're not going to save them all, but you'd like to be able to, whatever you need to say or do, or, you know, and they're going to, and hopefully haven't made up their mind, because that transfer portal is appetizing right now, boy, with get a fresh start, the money, the promises that are made to you. And this is not just a UM thing, by the way. We're just down here. This is not a UM thing. This is going on in Florida. This is going to be going on in Florida State. This is going to be going on all your favorite schools. All your schools. I do have some stuff that I'm really curious about, that we'll be talking about, some players that potentially could come here that I know of that I'd like to share. And the coaching stuff's going to be really interesting to me. Right, Woody? Obviously, the offensive coordinator can't do any better than the number one offense in college football. Doesn't matter who you have. He was the coordinator. The question is Guidry. What happens there? Couldn't stop people. You know, did you mix your coverages up? Did you get creative? And by the way, the year before, he had jobs everywhere. LSU wanted him to come. And they're able to keep him. And now just didn't go well. Didn't go well. So that will be.
That's why, by the way, you talk about this, like, let's play the young guys, develop the young guys. And it's like, these guys are coaching for their jobs, man.
Yes.
It's win now.
Well,
you could see guys end up out. I mean, they won 10 games.
Mario,
I don't know what kind of changes they're going to make.
But I got news for you.
They just won 10 games.
Mario would love to get 11th win. He really would.
In a bowl game, yeah.
Of course you do. They count. Like, yeah, 11-2 on the season.
It's not going to be a throwaway bowl game. It will be a good bowl game, but it's, you know.
But you're going to be without some guys. You're going to be without some guys are going to say, hey.
Most notably your quarterback.
Coach, I got to get ready. I got other things to do. And then you wonder, you know, how many guys are on the defensive line, how many guys in the secondary, how many guys at wide receiver will come back and play. All those things come into play.
So I just don't think, like, today, like, guys complaining at the Big Ten get a fraud like Indiana, and they beat absolutely no one all year. And it's like, I don't think that's the thing to be doing this morning, is to be upset at the other teams that got in. Like, you had it. You had it on a silver platter, and you ruined it. Like,
there weren't going to be.
Like, what else can you say, man?
You
lost to Georgia Tech. You lost to Syracuse down the stretch of the season. It's tough to make the case that they should be in.
The committee and college football people believe that the SEC and the Big Ten are much stronger conferences. And so whether they are or whether they're not, there's a 3-win team. I saw this one coming. Woody, everybody saw this coming a month ago, and all the SEC teams are beating each other up, and they're going, uh-oh, somebody with 3 losses is still going to get in. Could it be Alabama? Well, they're in. All right, we got to go to break here, man. We got a lot more stuff. Adam Beasley going to join us from Pro Football Network, and Brian Baldinger will join us at 9 o'clock as well. We got a lot to talk to Bees about here coming up with the Dolphins as they get set for the Jets. Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets.
You know, he's a Syracuse guy, Beasley. He was letting everyone know about it on Saturday.
Oh, that's okay.
If you want to hammer him on that a little bit, that's okay.
I got to tell you, we got a lot of Syracuse people in our business down here. You want a list?
Oh, no, I know.
Name two.
I'm going to guess Goldie.
Good job. I've been a bunch.
Local guys, huh?
Yeah. And by the way, if they didn't go to school there,
Beasley,
their kids did, are going there now. My man Eric Reed.
Oh, really?
Got a daughter at Syracuse right now.
Wow.
All right. Hey, right now we got to talk about something that's very serious, man. Very serious. And I'm so glad that I've been able to take care of it. I'm so glad I found out about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Yeah, I had low T. Now, I not only had low T, I had ED, man. And that combination, I'm not proud of it, but I do understand that every guy that laughs at me, sooner or later, they're going to have it too. Whether it's low T or ED or a combination of both. Bottom line is, as you get older, it just happens. Part of life, part of what happens to some guys in their 40s, that didn't happen. Some guys 50, half the men in their 50s get ED and low T. And 60s, it's damn near a slam dunk. And boy, it was for me. And when you get it, and all of a sudden you don't have any energy, like you are tired every day when you get up, no matter how much you sleep, no matter what you do, you're stressed out, you're tired, you're moody, you get called a grumpy old man, and then on top of that, your sex drive is gone. Boy, that is when you got some serious problems. I mean, you have to do something, man. And Atlantic Men's Clinic works. I've been telling all of you, and I appreciate when guys come up to me one-on-one and ask me, and, hey, does it really work? And I go, hell yes, it works. Set up that consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Get it all set up. Meet with their professionals. Their Florida-licensed medical providers. T and a PSA test will happen for you. You get your results, and bam, we're off and running to get you a program. So you can have great results quickly. It's been 9 months I've been part of Atlantic Men's Clinic. And boy, I'll tell you what, it has been great results, fantastic. 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. We got more coming. Call them today, 877-455-7300. By the way, they're professional. They police your program to make sure you're doing everything right. You get tested. I'm telling you, there's no better way to do it than Atlantic Men's Clinic the way they do it. Visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. It's the holiday season. You owe it to yourself to feel better, get your energy back, better workouts, better sex drive. All those things important to men get at Atlantic Men's Clinic.
All right, before we get back to the show here, we have a couple of giveaways that we are doing. First, a holiday favorite, the Nutcracker, is coming to the Arts Center December 13th to the 24th. We do have tickets for you to see it. Again, the holiday spirit, it is easy to enter. Just go to WQAM.com and head over to the contest page to register. Should the Nutcracker not be your thing, Joe, we also have Heat tickets that we'll be giving away at some point during the show as well. So we have...
Have you been to the Nutcracker?
Of course.
How is it?
I mean,
did you enjoy it?
It's good.
Okay. I think my girls went to something last night.
I kind of want to tell you who asked me if he could have some tickets for it.
I don't care. I'm not down if somebody wants to.
No. I just he's the toughest guy you know, and he's like, hey, do you have
Bo?
No, not Bo. Victor.
Well, I'm not taking a shot at Victor.
I'm not either. I'm just,
maybe he wants to go. Maybe.
This is the softer side of Victor. I like that.
Victor's not a hard ass all the time. Victor.
Yeah, he kind of is.
By the way, this has got to be tough on Victor, all this stuff we're talking
about. I'm sure.
By the way, this is not meant to be negative. This is the new college football world we live in, all of it. And I know Canes get some bad news with that 10-2 finish and just miss just one spot out. As Bama jumped ahead of him at 11. And then on top of that, National Signing Day. And with Nationals, you can't say National Signing Day without saying transfer portal. And players that will be leaving early for the draft and players that will just be leaving as part of it too. And every program's going through it. And then on top of that, after these National Signing Days, the schools that are smart, after will probably making changes in their coaching staff, some of them, around the country. We've already seen two schools, FIU and FAU, have not only fired a coach, but FAU's already got a new head coach. That didn't take long.
So the signings are starting to come in here, Joe. They are coming in instantly here. Would you like a few?
Yeah, give me a couple.
We got Bryce Fitzgerald. He is a defensive back from Christopher Columbus High School.
Oh, boy. Thank you for coming. By the way, if you're a cornerback,
Joshua Moore, who is a wide receiver from West Broward.
Yeah, he's a good player. Big, tall kid, 6'4 kid. They had a nice season. Ended up getting a couple playoff wins.
We have Amari Wallace. He is a defensive back from Miami Central.
Yep.
We have Mike Newton. A defensive lineman from Newberry.
Okay.
It's in Gainesville, I believe. We have, let's see, our tight end, Joe.
Never heard of Newberry. I thought you were going to tell me Newberry, Rhode Island or something.
I got to tell you, though, it is funny. Like, we do a lot of these games and stuff. You read people's rosters, and there's a lot of weird places in Florida that, you've never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
I always find a new place in Florida I never heard of. Anyway, Brock Schott, the four-star tight end out of Leo, Indiana. Are you familiar with Leo, Indiana,
nope.
Joe? All right, we had another tight end, Luca Gilbert from Westchester, Ohio.
Wow.
Here's one from another local one here, Dante Simpson, a defensive lineman from Chaminade, Madonna.
Can't get enough Chaminade guys.
These are coming in really quickly here.
By the way, we need to have two Chaminade guys starting next year from this recruiting class he just had, period.
Herbert Scroggins III, defensive end from Benedictine Military School in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
Here's another one from Florida, Jaden Wilkerson, three-star offensive lineman from Edgewater in Orlando. Another Orlando guy, Demetrius Campbell, offensive lineman, Orlando Christian.
You got the size on him, too. Any size on these guys?
They don't have their weight in their Twitter. Actually, this guy does. Max Buchanan says 6'5", 300 pounds.
Yeah.
He's a four-star offensive lineman from Sanford, Florida.
Okay.
Out of Miami Central, Ezekiel Marcelin. Hope I'm saying that correctly. Miami Central there, linebacker, Joe. We have another one from Shamanah Madonna, Chris Ewald Jr. Out of Shamanah Madonna, defensive back. There's a lot of guys, man. You want me to keep going through all these guys?
No, but that's good.
Gerard Pringle.
Central and Chaminade are good for business.
Gerard Pringle from Armwood in Tampa.
Armwood's got a nice school.
Luke Nickel, four-star quarterback.
Yeah, a lot of people got to see him. Yeah, the Milton team played down here. Everybody got to see the quarterback. Said he was really good.
That's everyone for the moment.
All right.
We'll keep those coming as they pop in here.
Well, I think the defensive back situation is, hey, come on in. Come on in, man. Love to see you. Love to see you, man. One of the things got to improve is pass coverage. It's got to get better, inside and outside, both. Anyway, we have National Signing Days. You just heard right there. I don't know if Mario's going to join us later in the week or not, or if he joins us kind of as this thing wraps up on Thursday or Friday. But we got Heat tonight back in action. Woody, so everybody seems to think, and everybody's trying to act like they got an insider, that this thing's that they're not going to stick with this thing. They're going to try to blow it up a little bit. I don't know if that's the case. Everybody seems to want Jimmy Butler, by the way. Like, oh, no, you know, Jimmy and, you know, they didn't sign. I wouldn't give Jimmy Butler. Why would anybody give Jimmy Butler that extension, by the way? You didn't give him the extension.
You really need me to help you with the answer to that?
No.
Okay. How many players out there can lead your team like that in the playoffs?
Oh, you would give him the extension? You're the first one to bitch.
Let me ask you this.
All you do is bitch. Nobody bitches more than you do about all the games he misses.
Yeah, I hate that he misses games, but I do like him as a player, and I think that he's one of the few players that can lead you through the playoffs the way that he's done. But let me ask you, Joe, like, who are you giving the money to? Who's the alternative? If it's Jimmy or nobody, or, you know, like, yeah, I mean, I would go with Jimmy.
At age 35, Jimmy is still your best all-around player when he wants to be. Plays the game, does everything.
I think the Heat have missed big time on putting something alongside of him, another star. And I know that Bam, I think Bam's an exceptional player, but he is not that guy on the offensive end.
So then he can't be exceptional.
He is, though. He's a great player. Bam's a really good player. There's a reason he's on Team USA. There's a reason he's an all-star, but he's just not that kind of star, Joe. He's a very well-rounded player. Is that fair to say?
He got off.
I think you need another big-time scorer.
He got off a little bit of a slow start with his shooting.
I know they've tried mid-ranges. To move Tyler to try to get that next guy in there, Joe. But
listen,
look, they ran it back, and this is exactly the result. You
isn't
kind of
Tyler
expected.
One guy you probably need to leave out of this conversation right now? Tyler's playing a pretty good level, right? This is Tyler giving you 24 a night. No.
He is.
I mean, well, Tyler's not going to change. What do you think he's going to be? Devin Booker?
Well, I think we saw what Tyler is during the playoffs last year, right? We kind of saw what he's...
Well, that's what they're afraid Jimmy Butler is for in the playoffs, hurt. I mean, we can do this with everybody. I mean, just...
Well, what would you do? There's obviously nothing out there to be done, or they would have done it.
No, they
that's what everyone, like, everyone's like, oh, they got to do this, they got to do that. Like,
well, I'm not giving.
It's just not out there.
I'm not giving somebody away just to make a move. I mean, you're right. That Jimmy Butler's a great tease because when he plays and when he wants to play, you've seen it. Still seen it. Hey,
that's why it's tough for me to just say let's just dump Jimmy.
Saying what?
Because I don't know who you could get that would be a superior talent.
Are you a Rozier fan when he comes back? Are you?
Yeah, Terry Rozier's a really good player. He's up there in years. He gets hurt.
He's really good? Player.
Yeah, he is.
You put a really in front of that good.
Fine, he's bad. What do you want me to say?
No, but I just...
if you disagree, that's fine. I think he's a good player, but, you know...
I'm not sure they're starting.
He has a tough time staying out on the floor, too. He's older.
I'm not sure the starting five that they wanted to play with when they started the preseason, started getting them playing time together. Hey, get to know each other, guys, because you guys were all injured last year, so get to know each other. I'm not sure that works. I'm not sure that works the way you want to play, that five.
All right, here you go, Texas. Jimmy is done. He can't do much more. Jimmy's a part-time player. Exceptional players can help win games. Bam doesn't do that for the Heat. If you don't think Bam helps win games, then come on, man. Like,
one thing Bam can't do every night is score. He's got his nights.
Yeah, but don't tell me that Bam's not a great player. Like, there is, again, there's a reason why they have him on Team USA. They don't put
slappies
on Team USA.
No. He's got a role. But if you're asking him to be the number one guy on a team, that's not Bam.
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, and everybody's like, oh, I can't wait to see his new three. He's never going to be a great three-point shooter. He's just not.
Now, here you go, Joe. Terry Rozier is not a really good player. He's a good player. He's not consistent. Can't rely on him. All right, fair enough.
Good.
I'm sorry I said he was really good. Whatever.
Really good?
I happen to like him. Whatever.
Oh, that was the move that Pat said. I made it before. I didn't have to wait till the offseason. I made it before the end of the last year.
So you like someone, you give them a little bit extra, and then you get crushed for it.
You get crushed, yeah.
Jaime Jaquez hasn't shown up this year.
Yeah,
yet
what happened to Jaime?
Quiet. He's been quiet. He's also not playing his ton of minutes, but.
Hey, man, you know how this deal works when it comes to Spo.
Bam's not even a number two. He's a number three. Maybe that's true. Like, maybe Bam would be a really good third option. The problem is the Heat, is Tyler Hero a star? No. Tyler Hero's really good. Does he get really good? Is that okay?
I got to tell you, there are nights, Tyler,
yes, there are nights that he's going to score a lot of points.
There's nights where he, and we've seen a couple of them already this year, and you'd like to see more because just when you start bragging, he had the problem the whole starting lineup had the other day, poor shooting with that starting against Boston. But, yeah, he's had some really good games where you're going, man, that's what an NBA scorer looks like. Takes it to the basket, plays with great confidence, hitting his three-point shot. All the things you like. We got to go to
somebody
break here,
said
Woody.
They had Derek White on Team USA. Is Derek White an exceptional player? I guess somebody missed the finals last year.
Yeah, are you kidding about Derek White?
I guess they missed it. Yeah, I don't know.
What's he averaging? By the way, who's the guy? Who's the white kid coming off the bench that's tearing it up now?
Peyton Pritchard.
Playing out of his friggin' mind, like that team of all teams, like, hey, by the way, we got the best bench player in the NBA right now. I'm like, good.
I mean, that's what these people go with, like Derek White. Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, let's.
Why don't you watch a replay of the playoffs or the finals or whatever and tell me you don't think he's good?
No, Derek White was pretty good during the playoffs. Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right, hey, right now I want to tell you about a guy that's a great point guard in what he does. The main man I'm talking about, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. Man, he wants to let you know I got a whole bunch of buyers looking to buy businesses just like yours. Just like yours. Are you getting ready to sell is the question. Or have you been thinking about it? Is it something you're going, I can't go any further. I'm done. It's going to take way too much work. I'm getting too old. I'm stressed out. I'm ready to retire. The competition, the employees, and just tired of being tired every day. Coming home complaining more than ever for something you put a lot of time and sweat into. Maybe it is time for you to go ahead and sell it. If it is, let 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN sell your business. Speak to Anthony Caliendo. He'll flip your biz and cash you out in a big, big way. Hey, you know most owners of businesses and companies have no idea what it's worth. No matter how specialized it is, they just know it's been good to the family. That's all they know. Well, sadly, a lot of business owners have no idea what it's worth, but the main man offers a free, no-obligation business valuation. It's worth $2,500. Call him, sit down with him, and find out today what's going on. If you're ready and you want to just get the process started, please call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN, Anthony Caliendo. Big personality, even better closer for you to get that amount of money you want and expect for your business. Go online to themainman.com, learn more about Anthony Caliendo. And again, he got a lot of buyers, a lot of people move here to South Florida looking to buy companies and businesses just like yours.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody.
What's going on out there, by the way?
Oh, we're laughing, just telling stories.
I've been reading.
Everybody's on all the FM stations, got a little music break and a little bonding out there.
Oh, we need a music break. I was just going back for some of our texters here this morning. Somebody called us out because we were complaining about, it's like 50 degrees outside, like mid-50s. We said,
it
was cold.
Felt great.
He said we sound like the Dolphins.
Oh, that's a good point.
He's texting us from Pittsburgh. It's 20 degrees. It's colder over there.
Oh, I think it's 20 a lot of places.
Yeah. We do sound 20's like the Dolphins.
20 is our 55, exactly.
And then the guy followed up by saying Derek White is a looter and a riot. I like that.
All right.
That's my kind of take right there.
There you go.
I do like, I had to respect that because that's something I would say. All right. Here we go, Joe. We didn't even hit this one. Major League Baseball is apparently considering changing a significant rule here. They would do something called a golden at-bat. Did you get a chance to see this?
No.
Their commissioner, who Rob Manfred, who I don't think too many people like, went on a podcast and floated this this rule change here, which and it's called a golden at-bat. So what if a team could choose one at-bat in every game to send its best hitter to the plate, even if it wasn't that guy's turn to hit?
That's a terrible idea.
So essentially what they're saying is there's two outs, a 10th inning in October, Yankees and Guardians are tied. You could send up whoever you want.
Yeah, like, no, you send it.
Yeah.
So you start doing gimmicky stuff, you look like a desperate league when you start doing stuff like that, that you have to change something that dramatic. That's stupid.
Yeah, I really don't like that.
As an old guy,
either.
I don't like it.
As a I don't know, middle-aged guy, I don't like that either.
I did like that. You didn't like my idea for the, was it, fourth in the end of a game, said onside kick, you can get the ball in fourth and 10 or something.
Well,
anyway.
Hey, man, the NFL's down with your gimmicky crap. They'll do whatever you want.
What do you mean? What are they doing?
Whatever it
gimmick?
Is you need, the kickoff thing, whatever you need, man.
Well, that wasn't gimmick.
No, we've seen guys get severely hurt. We've seen a few that ran back. That's
I don't know how well that's working because sometimes when nobody blocks their guy and, and the guys do return it, there's like six guys all hitting them at the same time.
Yeah, no, I don't it's worked know out it's really working. Nice.
I don't know if it's fun, the same gimmick, though, gimmick head.
It is a gimmick. Different. I mean, you got lines on the screen and all different colors and stuff. It's a bit of a gimmick.
Trying to save something, man.
Yeah, save the kickoff. All right, man, here we go. O.J. Simpson is in the news once again as they still try to. Well, they thought they had a break in the case.
What?
Apparently, the police claimed that they had a reason to believe that they had a recording of O.J. Simpson confessing to the murders. there were some thumb drives that a guy had, and again it. Claim that OJ would be on there confessing to the murders, said the Bloomington police addressed the thumb drives, and the determination was there was no confession by OJ. So okay. No confession here, Joe, unfortunately.
Okay.
I don't know if there was a confession on there. I don't know if you, at this point, if you dig him up and retry him. I don't know.
I don't even know how to answer. What do you want me to say? He's dead. I don't know what you want.
Well,
closure
on the
family.
Case.
I know. Closure to the family.
That's important, isn't it?
I guess.
You imagine they dig him up to retry him? All right. We have another big jersey going up on the market here, Joe. The Lou Gehrig 1937 World Series jersey is actually photo matched, which apparently it is very rare because they didn't have cameras back then to photo match these things.
$4 million.
Did you see this one?
No.
Yeah, that's actually pretty close to what they're estimating this could go for here. This is part of SCP Auctions December Dynasty Auction, which opens on December 14th. You also got the Freddie Freeman 2024 World Series walk-off grand slam ball in that auction as well. But this jersey could be their top item. They are expecting it to go for in excess of $4 million here, Joe. Do you know what the most expensive piece of sports memorabilia ever sold would be?
Something Babe Ruth?
Yeah, the Babe Ruth called shot jersey sold for a little over $24 million.
They still don't know if he actually called it or not, though. The movies, like, got him pointing at it.
Like I said, they didn't have cameras back then. The 10th most expensive piece of sports memorabilia would be Jackie Robinson jersey at $5.5 million. So we'll see if this Lou Gehrig jersey ends up cracking that here and getting into the top 10. Interesting to see.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. And our final one here today, Joe, Billboard just finished up their greatest pop stars of the 21st century list. Do you have any idea who came in at number one?
None.
You don't even want to guess?
No, go ahead.
It wasn't Taylor Swift. Beyonce coming in at number one.
Really?
Yeah, Beyonce comes in at number one. Taylor Swift was number two. Rihanna was in the third spot. Adele, Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, Kanye West, Britney Spears, Lady Gaga, and Drake round out the top 10 there.
Really?
Had some others in there, Joe. Bad Bunny made the list. The Weeknd.
Bad Bunny.
One Direction.
Hell, Bad Bunny.
He's popular, no? I think he's in Happy Gilmore, too. Some with it, with
Bad
Sandler.
Bunny.
Miley
Bad Bunny's
Cyrus.
Dating, Bad Bunny was dating Booker's Kardashian.
Booker's Kardashian. Which one?
I don't know. One of those two.
That's a Jenner, no?
Jenner. Yeah, yeah, right.
You know that.
Yeah.
You know that, though. Miley Cyrus, Eminem, and Usher. Usher's coming to town soon. Are you going? He's got doing three shows down here. It's coming up.
Yeah.
All right.
Why don't you go to the concert?
I actually would like to be quite honest. I like Usher. You don't like Usher?
Yeah, I mean, he's fine.
You're going to the Post Malone concert, aren't you?
I would go to Posty.
I think he's having trouble selling tickets. I don't know if he's a stadium guy.
He's an arena guy. Why is he doing that? So you think they're having trouble? Is he at Hard Rock? Is that the deal?
Yeah, the stadium.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a big boy. Yeah. That's for the big boy club.
For the Taylor Swifts and the Coldplays of the world.
Isn't there a few that could probably fill up the stadium still? No?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's not a lot of Coldplays out there, man.
I don't know about Posty, though. All right. Hey, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up.
OJ thing's pretty wild. Adam Beasley. Could you imagine if we actually got a tape of that guy?
I don't know, man.
Don't you just want to know?
No, I just...
You don't really want closure on the case?
People already made up their mind.
It's a shame he doesn't tweet anymore. Remember how much fun we had with that? I suppose he can't, but...
Are you done?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, we've got Adam Beasley from Pro Football Network going to join us coming up here. I do want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T, man. I don't know about you, but my energy level was real bad. I was falling asleep driving home from work. And I go, man, something's wrong. I actually got a lot of sleep last night. What the heck's going on here, man? Constantly tired and no energy to work out, which meant more time on the couch and same amount of eating equals another 20 plus pounds you add. And so I go, this is not working. And with that, I go, oh, by the way, I've got ED. Yeah, I got a little sex drive problem here as well. So, man, you get that combination, you got to do something about it. And I wasn't buying that. Well, you're just getting older. It's very normal. You know, this is part of getting close to retirement. No, screw you. I don't want that. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. That was the best thing I ever did. I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Man, are those guys good at what they do. I'm talking about great results right away. Whether you're in your 40s going through this, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s, we see all ages in there. I was in there yesterday. Hey, you'll get all the tests done that you need to get done when you go in there, the Tina PSA test. They'll sit down with you, get the results, go over everything with you, put you on a program, and you'll get great results quickly. That's the best part of this. If you get your sex drive back, more importantly, get your energy back just every day. Feel like you got energy to do things on the weekend like you used to. Six locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Call them today, 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Get more information, but that first appointment is the important one, man. Get great results and start feeling better. I can't think of a better holiday gift.